It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
Managing your cotton crop with precision technologies may help maximize the efficiency use of inputs, often increasing yields while lowering a farm's environmental impact. Cotton yield monitors, now standard in new cotton pickers, provide in-field variability maps that show the real benefits. Learn more about cotton yield monitors at cottoninc.com. The Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated, increasing the demand for and profitability of cotton.
Well, cotton prices certainly weathered this week's attack of seemingly total disinterest by most of the industry, and Friday's close was about 63.51 basis the nearby May, and December was up at 64.75. Once again, I think it was the export market that was very supportive, and as well as this week, a bit of new news or suspected, but with more confidence now that the Indian crop truly is less than where USDA has it placed, and it's certainly going to make a difference. It's kept Indian prices stable, a little bit of an increase, and that's, we've certainly been worried about that crop coming to market and taking prices down, but I think this, what it, in holding last week's consolidation and trying to push a little bit higher, certainly here at the end of the week, I think basically it tells us that that the market is content to hold where we are and try to go higher. Now, that does not say that this 61, 65, 66 cent price trading range is not going to hold. I think it will for now. I think we do go higher, but I think we for the most part, for a week or two or three, I think we're going to trade around within 150 points of 63 cents. Now, USDA is going to release its March planting intentions report on March 31. Of course, the National Cotton Council survey has 9.2, 9.3 million bales. That was essentially around middle of January, that report, the end of December, middle of January, based on conditions at that time. But I think the planting as well as the production dynamics are still in full throttle and hold a little bit of a potential for larger U.S. plantings given the, what we've seen with the weather, how wet it is in, throughout the Cotton Belt. The adding to this recent concern is the quality loss of what we're seeing in Australia with the rains that have come. As harvesting nears, is at its beginning. So those rains have affected quality, and that crop's essentially sold out. So basically what we're going to see is those folks come into the, looking for U.S. cotton for the most part, and we're essentially sold out. We've got a little bit more than we thought. Certainly that 216,000 bales, I think USDA is going to take that right to its export estimate and increase exports as opposed to putting it in carryover. I think the exports that we're seeing now, basically we're at 97% committed on the USDA prediction. So I think it continues just to spell that USDA needs to increase its export estimate. Now, another feather that we've seen that's in cotton's cap is the speculative and managed accounts have substantially reduced their short positions and have accumulated a treasure trove of cash that's just looking for a home. So definitely some of that money is going to come back to the long side of cotton. And if cotton, what it needs to do is just maintain its current level of consolidation and that 62 cents up. And then we'll see cotton margin, ease margin higher. I would suggest to the growers that I would just hold off in purchasing puts until December futures can again top 66 cents. I think prudence may call for some purchasing of puts now, but global warming or not, Mother Nature has certainly just turned up the weatherman upside down, and he's just jingling out there, so we'll just have to see what happens there. The signals for higher prices tower far above the call for lower prices. December, to me, just has 70 cents written all over it, so that's what we can be looking for down the road. Thank you so much, and y'all have a nice weekend.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.